In Pennsylvania, the flooding of the Susquehanna River has left at least 4 dead. In the city of Wilkes-Barre, the levees have so far held back a record-breaking crest. But small towns throughout south-central Pennsylvania remain covered in water, as we hear from Scott Detrow of member station WITF.
A water pump bailing out a flooded basement. It's a sound we've heard in North Dakota, Mississippi, and Vermont this year. Today it's happening in Marietta, a Lancaster County community that sits on the Susquehanna River. The 57-foot-high waters have flooded Bob Shank's home and the tavern he owns.
Well, they're both underwater right now, but it wasn't near as bad as it was expected to be. We have about 3 feet in our living room right now, and we only have a foot and a half in the tavern.
It could have been worse. That's something people are saying all along the Susquehanna, but could have been worse doesn't mean safe. In Wilkes-Barre, cresting levels are now higher than previous estimates, reaching 42.5 feet. The city's levees are under extreme stress. Luzerne County Commissioner Marianne Petrella says people who live in evacuation zones need to stay out even as the river begins to recede.
People need to understand that we realize they're impatient, we realize they want to come back home, but they can't, they just can't. It's not safe yet.
In Hershey, the major roads into town have buckled. A zoo next to Hershey Park had to evacuate its animals to a hockey arena. But 2 bison became trapped in rapidly rising waters, and zookeepers had to shoot and kill one of them after the other drowned. The zoo put out a statement saying the animals couldn't be rescued. In Bloomsburg, the river is more than 30 feet above its banks, surpassing a record set in 1904. The flood water making its way down the Susquehanna is toxic. More than 10 sewage treatment centers along its banks have failed, and that waste is now in the river, according to Governor Tom Corbett.
It's going to come downstream. You know, in some respects, a flood has this, you know, the solution is the dilution. It will be spread out. But in talking with the Department of Welfare and the Department of Health, this isn't something you want to go play in.
The water smells like diesel fuel in Marietta because of all the home heating units in flooded basements. People across the region are being told to boil their tap water before drinking it. And in many communities, they need to be off the streets by 8 or 9 o'clock at night because of curfews. More than 20 people and 10 dogs, 3 cats, and a baby squirrel are at a Red Cross shelter. It's one of 10 set up throughout central Pennsylvania. Tyler Vrob has just come in with his mom and their poodle. Their entire first floor is flooded.
Do you have any idea when you'll be able to come back?
No. Not at all. I don't even know if we're even going to be able to come back.
Really?
Yeah.
How bad's the damage so far?
Our house was really old to begin with, so this flood definitely did not help whatsoever.
Rob is one of the many people here who are taking the damage in stride. People say Marietta is used to flooding, and there's not much they can do except wait for the water to recede. Then it's time for the long, slow cleanup. For NPR News, I'm Scott Detrow in Marietta, Pennsylvania.
This is NPR.